The House passed three chunks of piecemeal cyber legislation last week during its so-called Cyber Week, one dealing with updates to information assurance in federal agencies, another handling cybersecurity information sharing, another on federal R&D. The Senate, meanwhile, is working on an all-in-one approach to cybersecurity with a more comprehensive bill. Meanwhile, the federal agencies in charge of cybersecurity are keeping up the pressure on Congress to enact legislation as soon as possible. Mark Weatherford is the Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity in the Homeland Security Department.
I'm not one for creating fear, uncertainty, and doubt or hyperbole, but we really are at a point in time where something has to happen, because I've been in this business for really my entire adult life, and I get a little bit worried when I see some of the things that I see on a daily basis, and I've seen building over the years.
In particular, Weatherford says he's especially concerned about cyber attacks against the industrial control systems that undergird much of the nation's electric grid and other critical infrastructure.
For many, many years, that stuff was under the radar because no one knew you could do anything with it. That has changed, and those are the underpinnings of society, the critical infrastructures that make our society function and work.
Weatherford spoke at an annual cybersecurity forum co-hosted by the University of Rhode Island and Congressman Jim Langevin. He says DHS wants cybersecurity legislation to include at least three things. First, provisions that would let the government and private companies share threat information.
I relate that back to my time when I was with the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. Oftentimes, we would call a company to tell them they had a security issue, which may or may not have been tipped to us from the government. And the first person that we always talked to was an attorney. And the attorney had to make sure that the information that we talked about wasn't going to get them in some kind of legal trouble. So that's one of the information sharing barriers right there, is that there are legal impediments, liability impediments, or perceived liability impediments to sharing of information.
Secondly, he says Congress needs to codify the patchwork of responsibilities and authorities DHS has when it comes to securing federal agencies and helping the private sector secure their systems.
DHS executes its portion of the federal cybersecurity mission under an array of existing statutory and executive authorities. Unfortunately, these authorities have simply failed to keep up with the responsibilities DHS is charged with leading. Our nation cannot improve its ability to defend against cyber threats unless certain laws that govern cybersecurity activities are updated.
And finally, he says DHS needs the authority to set minimum cybersecurity standards for the operators of the nation's most critical infrastructure. That's perhaps the most contentious issue among lawmakers, and it was left out of last week's cyber bills in the House. DOD also wants Congress to get moving on cyber legislation. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is currently the Assistant Director of National Intelligence, and he's just been nominated as the next director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He says DOD worries about its inability to share the threat information it already has with private industry.
This idea of partnering is a big, big deal. That's one of the key things that we have to look at in terms of our legal framework, because a private institution that's in the top 100, let's say, that's being ransacked, intellectual property is being ransacked, but it's a publicly traded company, they may not have the capability or even the insight to be able to see that happening. They just feel it because they're losing money. And right now it's ad hoc. They pick up a phone and they call, you know, Keith Alexander because they know him, and they say, hey, you know, are you seeing this? Can you? And we can do nothing about it right now. We can do nothing about it. So companies are paying more for insurance. They're paying more for security. They're paying more for information assurance, things like that. So which means it drags down our economy and raises the cost of just about everything.
One of the three House bills from last week, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, or CISPA, is intended to break down those information sharing barriers, in part by granting legal liability protections to companies who share or get cyber threat information from the government. The bill has spurred an online outcry led by privacy groups who say those immunity protections are far too broad, and the White House agrees. The Obama administration has threatened a veto over privacy concerns and because the bill doesn't give DHS the authority to regulate critical infrastructure. Rhode Island Congressman Jim Langevin was one of just 42 Democrats who voted for the bill. He says the privacy concerns were solved through amendments.
I was certainly proud to push for strengthening the privacy standards to protect citizens as the bill moved forward. And the version that passed the House included strict limitations on what information can be given to the government, along with the requirement for an inspector general's report that reviewing what information was in fact shared and how it was used, among other protections. The bill also has a sunset provision within 5 years, and we'll make adjustments as necessary as we go forward and we see how the bill, if it becomes law, how it's implemented.
But Langevin agrees with the White House that the bill is too weak on the critical infrastructure score. He supported a separate bill, the PRECISE Act, which would have given DHS the regulatory authority it wants.
Unfortunately, though, despite the bill having strong bipartisan support, it wasn't debated in last week during the House of Representatives' so-called Cyber Week, but we're going to continue at it, and hopefully that bill will come back up. But and so, to my great frustration, the need to completely address and comprehensively address the vulnerabilities in our critical infrastructure remains what I believe is really unaddressed.
Langevin, who's been working on cyber issues for several years, says overall the bills the House passed last week don't go nearly far enough toward updating the nation's overall cybersecurity posture, but they're a lot better than nothing.
These three bills represent only the barest of beginnings compared to what really needs to be done. They certainly are nonetheless an important reminder of how far the debate on cybersecurity has come. 5 years ago, I and many of you in this room seemed to be out talking in the wilderness as we tried to raise awareness about an issue that most had probably never even heard about. Now, cybersecurity and cyber and the cyber debate are part of our daily policy conversations, and it's universally identified by our country's top national security officials as one of the biggest threats to our country's security.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.